the 14th of March, end of the second week of March already. Pretty much halfway through the month, the third month of the year. And what do we have to deal with conversationally? We're going to find out as this hour is devoted to overviewing a lot of talk radio programs. The folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, help Ken Kessler to review and understand what's going on. Generally speaking, over the course of the week, we have 10, so maybe 12, 14 different items that we'll address here in the review of what really is moving some of the firebrands of talk radio. And this is more this is why we call it news talk radio, because we certainly are talking a lot, me included in this list, about the search for the Malaysian airliner. A lot of questions. Excuse me. I think yesterday this time we said the same thing. More questions than answers as the search widens for this plane. People who are on the ground say we can't rule anything out. Officials here in our country believe the missing plane could have flown several hours after communication was lost. I think many of you saw the news last night. It looks like 4, maybe 5 hours. It veered off. It was going straight toward Beijing, and then it took a sharp turn to the left, maybe. The pings. Remember from the Hunt for Red October, Sean Connery's character said to the captain, "One ping, Basili, one ping only." Well, that's the sort of sound that the airliner's service data system transmits to satellites, and those are basically to let whoever's listening, monitoring, know that the engines are functioning, and that happened 4, maybe 5 hours after all of the communication was lost. So that leads the search to expand into the Indian Ocean, the opposite direction of the plane's original route, miles away from where the search had been focused, and in a deep, deep, this is miles, as opposed to where they were looking before, that you could measure the depth of the water in feet. And out in this area, Kenny, miles. Yeah. The Malaysian government has requested the United States to send the Navy destroyer Kidd to the Indian Ocean to aid in the search. Always around the world, when there's need, we respond. That's a good thing, I think. Adding to the mystery, investigators are now looking at two separate communication systems. These are two systems on the plane shut down separately, about 14 minutes apart, leading them to believe the plane's loss of communication was deliberate. They don't know who did it, obviously. They don't know why it was done, but they seem to be pretty sure that it was done. So let's start with a review of one of the hosts on our affiliate in Tucson, Arizona, The Truth, host John Justice, with counterterrorism expert David Gardenstein Ross. They discussed the possible role terrorism may have played in this ongoing overview. What is the situation here?
We know at this point virtually nothing. I want to leave it open sort of at first to just your comments on the current situation as it is. Is there anything that sticks out to you on any level of this story that you want to comment on before I ask you my questions?
The things that stick out to me are, number one, just how little intelligence they have about what actually happened. And number two, when I've been putting this together, trying to construct what happened, and as you said, very little information. My assumptions are, number one, unfortunately, I have a very pessimistic outlook as to what has likely happened to the plane. When it's gone for this long, I certainly hope for the best, but my inclination is to think that what has happened is close to probably the worst. The second thing is, there's a lot of discussion about terrorism, but my working assumption, and it's only an assumption, right? Facts could change this, but my working assumption is that this was not an act of terrorism. And that's not based on any specific intelligence. It's just based on the fact that the majority of the time when a plane goes down, it does not go down in an act of terrorism. And so for that reason, I think the odds are that this also was not an act of terrorism. But again, facts could change that assumption. It's not a conclusion, just an assumption.
Is there anything that we here in America watching these news stories and the information that comes out from foreign countries, foreign media, foreign governments, is there any level of understanding that you could provide that maybe we're missing? I mean, it seemed as if early on a lot of the assumptions that were being made on this missing jet were sort of based off of what our American knowledge of investigations, the NTSB, how it works. And I'm just wondering if perhaps something's getting lost in translation in terms of the way that other countries, the Malaysian government or even China releasing the photos, if the way that they handle situations like this is different than what we're used to here in the United States.
Well, one, there's two things. One is, probably everyone understands this, but Malaysia has far less capacity than either China or the United States, which is one reason that there's a lot of finger-pointing going on right now. The second thing is that the U.S. tends to be fairly open about what intelligence information it has when there's a crash like this. It's also clear that China is very hesitant to provide information that the United States would get about its own capabilities. And so that's another thing that has hindered the investigation and hindered our ability to get information.
Isn't it great? We all trust each other so much.
Yeah.
The Mutual Admiration Society continues. I'm Doug Steffen. You're listening to the Good Day program Friday. Ken Kessler and I are here, as Ken has monitored a lot of this conversation about the Malaysian airliner, whether it be Facebook posts, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug @DougSteffen.com or to Ken @DougSteffen.com. Of course, the phone line 888-302-3684. I say, of course, because it's another way of connecting, and that's a good thing. We're all interested in connection, interested in information. This doesn't affect a lot of people, but in a way, it affects those who travel, and the speculative side of this, okay, what the heck's going on, has a lot of people just wondering what is actually going on, trying to deal with that as we continue here, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scout bitch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
In 1949 Skoda hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her totes awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Good Day program, a review of what's been happening over the last 24 to 48 hours. In fact, pretty much all of the countdown, all the conversation this week having to do with three or four main items, and the Malaysian airliner is number one. Authorities expanding their search. If you look for some of the maps, you'll see clearly the search area has moved westward. The idea of it flying a couple of hours after the last contact and then wondering, okay, if it went down, we haven't been looking over there, so it may be, it's a tremendously wide area. Are we going to find pieces of the fuselage out there somewhere? These are all shipping lanes, and it would seem to me, when you consider the number of ships that are anywhere in any of the oceans of the world at any time, it would be hard to believe that there hasn't been something that's gone by most every area, but that doesn't mean that they know what they're looking for, right? 888-302-3684. The next piece of conversational information we have from a program hosted by Jim Valanucci, who here talks about the huge discrepancies between what is known and what isn't known in terms of understanding the trajectory, if you will, or the future fate of this plane.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the engines were running for 5 hours and sending data back to the ground for 5 hours. So the plane flew for an hour from Kuala Lumpur towards Beijing for 1 hour. Transponders went off, and then apparently it flew for 4 more hours. So the total range, I guess, would put it at, what, 2,200 miles. The Wall Street Journal says that it flew for 5 hours. The Malaysian transport minister says that's not true. It only flew for an hour. So, a lot of people are starting to think that it was hijacked. There's a website somebody sent me to, worthytoshare.net. I'll just read this to you. Fact number one, all Boeing 77 commercial jets are equipped with a black box recorder that can survive any explosion. All black box recorders transmit locator signals for at least 30 days after falling into the ocean. Yet this black box has not been detected at all. That's why it's baffling. Normally, they only need to hone in on the black box transmitter signal. In the absence of a signal, it means the black box itself, an object designed to survive powerful explosions, has either vanished, malfunctioned, or been obliterated by some powerful force beyond the worst fears of aircraft design engineers. Fact number three, many parts of destroyed aircraft are naturally buoyant and will float in the ocean, and they haven't seen any of that debris. If it was a missile, it would have left a radar signature, and if it was hijacked, it still would have not have vanished from radar, because even if the transponder is turned off, ground radar can still track the location of the aircraft. I'm going to just tell you right now, I don't have the first damn clue.
Well, you're not alone there, sir.
Yeah, really.
Else has a clue. All right, so Kenny's going to have some of the comments that have come from some of our listeners. 888-302-3684. It's a head-scratcher, a head-turner, and a barn burner. All those things together. CNN under fire for their nonstop coverage of the Malaysian airplane. That story at DougSteffen.com today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
When I'm walking, I see you.
From American Idol last night, Harry Connick Jr., one of the judges, sings a song called One Fine Thing.
You're a sunrise.
I think the point can be made here, Kenny, that with a lot of American Idol, especially when you get into this stage, the time may be, I don't know, wasted is the right word, but it looks like they're trying to fill. Why would this Harry Connick Jr. sung two songs last night? Sort of promotional thing, but it does seem to distract from the continuation of where these performers are going to come in the end. Let's move on to the Malaysian airliner conversation again. Here's host Brian Suits talking about a New Zealand man who was on an oil rig, claimed to see the plane burst into flames.
Bob Woodruff says that ABC spoke with Richard Beaton, who is with Japanese Idemitsu Oil and Gas Company, who hired this drilling company to drill, and confirms that the email of Mike McKay is real. So Michael Jerome McKay is a very actual New Zealand citizen who provides his passport number, a very detailed account of an aircraft coming down towards his direction, a very precise geographic location that puts it in the ocean. He gives his location off the Vietnamese city of Vung Tau, V-U-N-G-T-A-U. And he is a real person employed by a real company that is confirmed now by ABC News' Bob Woodruff. So again, I'll quote the tweet. Quote, at ABC, spoke with Richard Beaton with Japanese Idemitsu Oil and Gas Company, who hired Sanga Merkur to drill, and confirms email of Michael McKay is real. Close quote. I'll reread the email. Gentlemen, I believe I saw the Malaysian Airlines plane come down. The timing is right. I tried to contact the Malaysian and Vietnam officials several days ago, but I do not know if the message has been received. I am on the oil rig Sanga Merkur off Vung Tau. The surface location of the observation is, and this is his oblock, his observer's location, and he gives his easting and his northing on this. I'm not going to read it off to you. He goes on, I observed, parentheses, the plane, question mark, parentheses, burning at high altitude and on a compass bearing of 265 to 275 from our surface location. So in other words, it was to the west of where they were. It is very difficult to judge the distance, but I'd say 50 to 70 kilometers along the compass bearing 260 to 275. While I observed the burning plane, it appeared to be in one piece. The surface area current at our location is 2 to 2.3 knots in a direction of 225 to 230 degrees. The wind direction has been northeast to east northeast, averaging 15 knots. From when I first saw the burning plane until the flames went out, parentheses, still at high altitude, parentheses, was 10 to 15 seconds. There was no lateral movement, so it was either coming toward our location, stationary, falling, or going away from our location. The general position of the observation was perpendicular southwest of the normal flight paths that we see, and at a lower altitude than the normal flight paths, or on the compass bearing 265, intersecting the normal flight paths and at normal altitude, but further away. Good luck, Michael Jerome McKay. Close quote. Now, this is, by the way, if you're rolling your eyes saying, wow, that's a detail-rich email, this is what an engineer would say if he saw an aircraft in the air, right? Well, what is curious about this is he's very specific about saying, from when I first saw the burning plane until the flames went out, still at high altitude, was 10 to 15 seconds. So he observes it, and he sees it burning for 10 to 15 seconds, according to him, and then it goes out at high altitude. Then he sees it crash. So, this individual is a real person. ABC News has confirmed that this very real person works and is in charge of the Songamerkur oil rig, which is under contract by a Japanese company called Japanese Idemitsu Oil and Gas Company. It has been confirmed by a spokesperson named Richard Beaton. ABC News has confirmed with this guy that this is a real individual who's written this email.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com, what do you think about the way the news media has been covering the flight of the Malaysian Airlines plane?
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Stefan. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This good day, it is a gift from you.
It's a gift. I hope you appreciate our gift to you. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and we continue with the next item of interest here today. What's going on this weekend in Crimea? Secretary of State Kerry warning the Russians yesterday, the U.S. and our allies will take serious action, quote-unquote, if a vote on the status of Crimea goes forward this weekend. U.S. wants Russia to resolve the situation by pulling back from the push on the referendum in the Crimea, which is a portion of the Ukraine. It's kind of like one of our states. It would be like New York voting to go to Canada instead of staying in the United States. Upon consideration, some people might think that's a pretty good idea. The referendum takes place on Sunday. And basically, the ask on the ballot, people who live in that region will be asked whether they want to join Russia as subject. In other words, they want to become Russian citizens, or if they want to restore the Crimean constitution and remain within the Ukraine. Secretary Kerry says there's no justification or legality for the referendum. How did it all get started? Kenny, I don't know how this got started. What was the push on before the problems with the former president or prime minister or whatever he was in the Ukraine, wasn't it?
Well, it depends who you ask. The rumors have
I'm
been
asking
that
you.
The rumors have been that Putin had been wanting to get Crimea back.
Mm-hmm.
Under his thumb,
right?
As he tries to rebuild the Soviet Union, and they like having that area with the port right on the water.
Right, it's a great port, great resort area, great farming area. Yeah, right. What's the old Rolling Stones song, "Under My Thumb"? Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Remember that? All right. So is that the case? Let's find out what some of the people listening to this program are thinking. As a matter of fact, let's go to our affiliate, WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for this conversation between host John Murphy and Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. They discuss Russia, Ukraine, say it again, Doug. There it is, the Ukraine, and what we ought to be doing about it, if anything can be done.
Where do you think we're at right now? And what does the future look like in that part of the world and in our dealings with Putin?
Well,
we're actually in a pretty dangerous place. I've been tracking this for quite some time. I'm the ranking member of the European Subcommittee on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So this has certainly been on our radar screen. Actually, we're leaving tonight, 8 senators going over to Ukraine, primarily just to show our support for those courageous people, the courageous citizens of Ukraine who actually hunger for freedom and a democratic and a corrupt, a corruption-free form of government, which has been, really a problem. They've been saddled with that primarily as just a holdover from the corruption of the Soviet Union. And so, at least fledgling democracies continue to be put under pressure by Vladimir Putin's Russia, whether it's the Baltic states or whether it's Ukraine or Georgia. And of course, President Putin or Vladimir Putin has seized an opportunity, a moment of weakness, and he's totally exploited it, and it's very dangerous. He has no legal basis for doing it. His justification was made up of whole cloth. And our concern now is, does he have greater ambitions? Is he going to continue to expand his control over additional regions in eastern Ukraine? So this is where I think America has to speak with one voice. America and our European allies have to remain united. We need to make sure that Vladimir Putin pays a cost for this so that he doesn't feel that he can take an additional move with impunity, because that's really what he pretty well calculated after not much pushback from his movement into Georgia. That was, during a change of administration, basically. And then President Obama famously did the reset, which has been an utter failure. And so Vladimir Putin just kind of looks to the West as a pushover, takes these very dangerous actions with impunity. We've got to make sure that he realizes that he can't go any further.
All right, so this is Senator Ron Johnson, one of 8, going over to Ukraine for I guess that's what it is. You can call it observational viewing. The Russians would be happy to see U.S. senators wandering around over there this weekend, right? 888-302-3684. Doug Stephan, Ken Kessler. The issue is what's going on in Ukraine. Is this a more important issue than the finding of the Malaysian airline? I guess it depends on what you expect to come out of this. That is, there are two very different but interesting realities. And when you look at the conversation going on the air, the big issues this week, other than the usual criticism of Obamacare and what's going on as we look for the election to heat up. I guess the Republican election in Florida was important this week. But then you look at the rest of what's going on, and it's a lot of conversation about things that are happening outside of the United States. I guess maybe marijuana policy was big this week, but you know what I mean? There's a lot of attention being given to things that some people say don't affect us at all. How are we, if we're living in America, affected by the disappearance of the Malaysian airliner? How are we affected by what the elections may turn up in the Ukraine? Here's host Nick Reed with a pretty profound pronouncement. This is over. Putin wins.
Putin's upper hand in a situation like this is that he is more realistic than we are. He can go, I wonder what they'll do. If I do this, what are they going to do? And he knows. They'll yammer about, talk about a red line. I mean, all you got to do is look at Syria. We really showed our hand there. If Syria uses chemical weapons, that is a red line, there will be repercussions. We will punish them. They cross the red line. Well, we don't really know how red that line was after all. And Russia had a front row seat to that fiasco. They were right there, part of it. So Putin looks at the situation. I mean, this is what happens when you have weak leadership, lack of leadership, when you, quote, lead from behind, as the administration has touted itself as doing. And Putin goes, what will they do? What will they do? Will they actually enforce the 1994 treaty that was signed into law saying that the United States would defend the borders of Ukraine if they gave up their nuclear weapons? No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to abide by that treaty. Technically, it wasn't a treaty. It was an agreement. Yeah, they won't abide by that agreement. If they threaten to use any sort of force or to leave all options on the table, will they actually ever use force? They're not going to use force. Any threats they put forth, will they actually stick to, even if there are uncomfortable consequences for it? Putin goes, no, they're not going to do it. On the other hand, we live in la-la land. By we, not you necessarily, but the people that are supposed to be these brilliant individuals that are running the country. Well, Putin's really messed up this time. We're not going to blink. Blink at what? It's done. One of the former top commanders last week said what I had been saying for a week, and that is this thing's over. The southern part of Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula, is gone. Putin's got it. It's done. Why is everybody still running around acting as if something different is going to happen? Because we're not going to do anything to force any different outcome. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
All right, so Kenny, what's the reality of people commenting on this at facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day?
Andrew says, Russia says planned U.S. financial aid to Ukraine is illegal, but I guess invading Ukraine in the first place, that's just fine.
Ah. Wait a minute, let me raise my eyebrow here a little bit. All right, what else have you got?
Joey says, Bush didn't do anything when Russia invaded Georgia. Why do anything now for Crimea? It's not in our national interest.
Remember that song, Crimea River? Crimea. Get it?
Yep.
Perhaps one more.
And Coco says, if only the United States would mind their own business instead of playing big brother to the world, life would be so much better.
Life would be so sweet if we could continue on the sunny side of the street. The nation's acting president in the Ukraine says his company's forces are at full combat readiness because of the large military buildup that the Russians have near their country's border. So this weekend ought to be pretty interesting. 17 before the hour. A little more on this coming up here on Good Day.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scout bitch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. Then let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Selsun Blue Scalpage Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Selsun Blue Scalpage. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, regaling you with some of the hot hits, the hot stories from this past week. Certainly what's going on in the Ukraine is important. The Ukrainian Prime Minister visited the UN this week, called the Russian aggression entirely unacceptable. Gee, that's a surprise. Quote, we strongly believe that there is still a peaceful solution to this. What we ask for is international support to stop this crisis. And crisis, is that the right word? So that visitation to the UN, et cetera, et cetera, something that is, I think, on a lot of people's minds, whether we do anything about it or not, remains to be seen. A lot of gas on the air, as is exemplified by this conversation with talk host David Bowes here and John Bolton, the former UN ambassador and one of the biggest gas bags around. But here they talk about what our president is doing. You can imagine which side of the street this conversation comes from.
Many of defenders of the president have said, well, what could he have done? After all, this is not a region of the world where we have a whole lot of investment or strategic need to be concerned. What's your response to that?
Well, I think we have a huge need to be concerned strategically. And my criticism of the president is not simply what he did or didn't do or did wrong in the past 30 days or what he'll do or not do right or wrong in the next 30 days. My complaint is that for 5 years he has ignored the instability in Ukraine, Georgia, and elsewhere. In 2008, the Bush administration said to Europe that we should put Ukraine and Georgia on a very clear path to NATO membership. And the Europeans in April of 2008, because of fear of antagonizing Russia, refused to go along. 4 months later, Russia invaded Georgia. So I think the connection's very clear. And obviously in 2008, the Bush administration was on the way out. Obama came in January of 2009. And until the past month or so, has essentially ignored Ukraine and the other former republics of the Soviet Union. Ukraine is a large country, almost 50 million people. Back in the day, it was the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. It has enormous economic potential, and it sits in this critical zone between what is, in effect, NATO's eastern border and Russia's western border. And by allowing it to kind of sit out there, we've given Putin the opportunity to do just what he's doing now, which is trying, in my view, not just hive off the Crimea, but put a government in Kiev that's essentially subservient to Moscow.
Let's say the Crimea is lost and Putin is able to hold it, which seems likely at this point, and NATO does put forward a path for what remains of Ukraine to join NATO. Does NATO have the willpower to stop Putin if he were to proceed as though that was irrelevant?
Well, let me say, I don't think Crimea is lost. I know people are saying that now. I still think Putin wants to play for the big enchilada. I think he thinks he can get all of Ukraine under a government that basically he has hegemony over. If he takes Crimea away, he unbalances a very closely divided Ukrainian electorate. You know, it's not 90 to 10 people who want Ukrainian sovereignty. It's close to 50-50 between Russian-speaking Eastern Orthodox pro-Moscow people in the East and South and Ukrainian-speaking Catholic, more Western-oriented people in the other parts of the country. So if he cuts off Crimea, he's taking a region that votes for, let's say, the Yanukovych government by 80% margins, and therefore is harming Russia's interest in what remains of the Ukraine. So I still don't think he's going to do it. I think he would settle for partition as plan B if he can't get sway over all of Ukraine. But if partition's coming, it's going to be more than just the Crimea that's lost.
All right. So enough on that. Let's focus for the time we have remaining in this hour. The accusation the CIA is spying on the Senate. That's coming up here in conversation on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Stephen here and Ken Kessler monitoring what's been the conversational focus of many of the talk radio programs that we work with on stations that we're connected to, 888-302-3684. And as the issue of CIA spying becomes more prominent, the Senate has been monitored, according to the allegations anyway, from Senator Dianne Feinstein and others. This is something that I don't even think this is political in terms of whether the Republicans think it's a good idea and the Democrats think it's a bad idea. I don't get that out of this. I just think it's a bad policy. And more than that, it shows how out of control these black ops operations are inside of our country. Here's talk host John Hines talking to Rebecca Cinderbrand from Politico.com about the senator from California's accusations against the CIA.
This is just a crazy sounding story that now the CIA, at least in some camps, has been accused of sort of spying on or blocking some of the efforts of the U.S. Senate.
Well, I mean, it was an extraordinary set of remarks by Senator Feinstein in the Senate, essentially exactly what she said, accusing the CIA of spying on the Senate in its review of CIA practices. And so you hardly ever see, particularly from Senator Feinstein, who, you know, tends to be a strong defender of the national security establishment, for her to come out and in such strong language take aim at the agency that way was pretty extraordinary.
And all of this comes about because the Senate is looking at the CIA's treatment of terrorism suspects during the Bush administration, George W. Bush administration.
That's right. And our reporter, Josh Gerstein, today, he had gotten a Freedom of Information Act request and gotten thousands of CIA emails. And so he's taken a look at some of the internal discussion. Of course, this has been redacted, but some of the internal discussion around this review, and some of what he found was that, you know, people within the CIA actually had some misgivings about the way this review was being conducted, that they felt as though it was possible that, you know, the review was going beyond the mandate of what had been set for it.
And what Feinstein was saying basically here was that the CIA was snooping on Senate staffers by examining computers they used and looking at part of this, and therefore essentially sort of blocking this progress of this investigation.
And of course, you know, you have this pushback from the CIA, not, you know, very specific pushback, but at the same time in saying, you know, that you have the Brennan coming out and saying that they were not spying on the Senate. But, of course, you know, the interesting thing is that what it seems as though this review, this internal CIA review, was initially intended to do was merely to kind of figure out what it was that they were handing over to the Senate. And what it turned into was something a bit bigger. It seemed as though there were policy objectives and other things that were being drawn in, and there were people within the CIA who were saying it may be time to slow down just a bit and take a look at what it is that we're doing here.
What if, what is, what may be? Don't you love that? Here's Talk Host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about the CIA, the accusation against the CIA that they are spying on various members of the Intelligence Committee in the United States Senate.
Dianne Feinstein of the Senate, obviously upset about the CIA searching Senate computers. Are you concerned at all with the NSA and the overreach in general of being able to cull information from not only the, you know, the government, but private citizens?
Oh, I absolutely am. And this is one area in which people like Rand Paul and I agree. You know, we understand that a certain amount of security procedures are necessary, but we also have constitutional guarantees in this country. And most importantly, we have to make sure that the American people have confidence in their government. And in this particular instance, there seems to be no accountability except a secret court whose proceedings are always kept secret. And the only people who know anything about what's actually going on are the intelligence committees. So now, if in fact the CIA is spying on the intelligence committees, we have clearly a breakdown in the orderly functioning of government and the entire accountability system, and that's frightening. So we've got to get this straightened out very quickly, and we've got to know, you know, we've got to put the foot down on these agencies that, you know, you work for as part of an orderly democratic legal process, and you can't be going rogue. And it looks to me like some of these agencies are going rogue.
Is that because there is no management? Could that be the problem? They're not afraid of anybody in the Senate. They're not afraid of anybody in the House. They're not afraid of anybody in the administration. They're not afraid of the judicial process. They're just there doing their own thing. So maybe the CIA is really running the country and not the people who are elected. Wow, how about that? Food for thought as we end this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.